Wilson raised a ruckus a week ago when she issued a Friday afternoon statement accusing Ledoux of failing to follow up on a legislative staff member's report filed last spring, alleging the staffer had been sexually harassed by former Representative Dean Westlake.
Well, the complaint was put in March. And so it sat there for months and months before anybody even knew it was there.
Westlake, a Democrat from Kiana, resigned last month after more women came forward to accuse him of harassment. But Wilson says Ledoux should have acted sooner to investigate the case and punish Westlake because taking care of legislative staff is one of the House Rules Committee Chair's main responsibilities. So Wilson is calling for an outside investigator to look into whether Ledoux and House leaders failed to uphold their responsibility to follow up on the complaint.
Yes, Representative Westlake has resigned, but what happens to those who did nothing? Something needs to be done. A third-party investigation needs to be done to find out, you know, who knew what when.
The others at fault, Wilson says, include House Majority Leader Chris Tuck and Speaker Bryce Edgman. Both are Democrats. Tuck is from Anchorage. Edgman is from Dillingham. And Wilson says they, too, should resign if an outside investigator determines they didn't follow the legislature's sexual harassment policies and procedures.
We need to know why they hid for so long the accusation that they didn't investigate it immediately, that they didn't make sure that others were not going to be hurt.
A spokesman for the House leadership declined comment on Wilson's accusations. Ledoux says neither she nor the House leaders hid the staffer's complaints, and she notes that Wilson admits she has no evidence for that accusation. Ledoux says she initially wasn't told about the complaint, which she says was handled by Edgman, who confronted Westlake and urged him to resign.
As far as I know, there's been no other caucus in the history of the legislature that has ever called for a member to resign. And believe me, there's been plenty of sexual harassment in the legislature.
Ledoux says she can't say much more about it until a report on the issue is made public.
Now, that doesn't mean that the procedures can't be improved, and that is why we've initiated a legislative subcommittee to review our procedures, to review our sexual harassment policy, so that we can maybe improve things.
Ledoux says legislative leaders have instituted new rules requiring all lawmakers and their staffers to take sexual harassment training, even if they've already attended previous sessions. She suspects that's one reason why Wilson is attacking her, because she says Wilson has refused to participate in the training, and in response, Ledoux has threatened to cut off her authority to hire staff.
For some reason, Ms. Wilson thinks that she should be exempt from this training and doesn't have to take it. And that's what annoys her so much.
Wilson says she won't participate in the training because she's already attended earlier sessions and because she's waiting for an outside investigator to be brought in and for Ledoux and House leaders to explain why they didn't move more quickly on the allegations against Westlake.
This is not that I won't take the training, but I am not doing any other training done by this Democrat majority until they are able to answer the questions on what happened.
Ledoux says she also sees a partisan motivation behind Wilson's attacks. She says conservatives dislike her and other Republican lawmakers who work with their Democratic counterparts in the House coalition.
It's simply a political hit job because the Republican Party has a target on my back.
Both Wilson and Ledoux say they'll be headed to Juneau this weekend for the start of this year's legislative session, which gets underway on Tuesday. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.